supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers learn about being ignored, social exclusion, how that affects people?
It affects people tremendously. I mean, you know, we're social animals. Our brains are hardwired for social connection. And if we don't have that, it can really have devastating effects. One of the things that it does is it can lead to withdrawal or depression, a sense of disconnection from our own almost species, family. It's isolation and loneliness it creates. That's, of course, with sustained social isolation. You see that with many people who are disabled or elderly people.
Now, these psychologists from the University of Basel and from Purdue University, they looked at job applicants, and it seemed like rejection was better than not getting an answer.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Based on what I just said, when you get rejected, somebody is making eye contact with you. You're getting feedback. You are in a, quote, relationship at that moment. You're treated as a fellow human. You might not be getting the news you want to get, but at least you're connected with another human.
And I guess also interestingly, criticism was better than no answer.
Mike, and I have to tell you, many, many years ago, I was a psychologist consultant at a juvenile prison in Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania. And one of these kids said to me that I'd rather be wanted for a crime than ignored and not wanted at all. That's a very powerful statement. And boy, that has to be 30 years ago, and it still stays with me.
So what can we learn from that? I mean, I think it's sometimes easier to just not respond. Sometimes we call this ghosting in relationships, where we just kind of disappear. We hate these kind of conflicts where we have to say no, or where we have to say, you're terrible and I don't want to be around you, whatever it is. But we tend to avoid these situations.
Well, if we think about our own well-being, like in walking past someone, ignoring people, we'll be fine. It won't have a tremendous impact on us. However, doing the opposite expands our own sense of the world around us. Make eye contact, literally and metaphorically. Make eye contact through your words. Make eye contact through your letters. Address an individual with a life, with feelings, with a history, hopefully with a future. Just address an individual for whatever you want to say. It's okay. Just make human contact with me. We're both going to feel better about it in the long run.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And